I'm Artis Simba, a knight in shining armor. Welcome to the first episode of Smite the Wicked. You were expecting something else, perhaps? I know you dastardly villains are aching for another episode of Kill Them All. Well, that terrible program is no more. Before I continue, a quick word from our sponsor. Smite the Wicked is sponsored by the Temple of Lathander and Waterdeep. Without all the holy water and divine wisdom offered by that venerable institution, I would have been unable to overpower Asarak, tie him up, and interrogate him on the air. A special shout out to Archbishop Findlay for all the tips about lich phylacteries, those are jars where the life force of a lich is preserved. I have Asarak's phylactery in my hand. I'll crush it when the time is right.
You don't have the guts.
Asarak, your reign of terror is almost at an end. But before I send you to hell, I'll interrogate you so that I can completely dismantle your operations.
There's no way I'll play into your farce of a show.
Well, I'll douse you with holy water if you don't cooperate.
Torture? Oh, how noble of you.
You've had it.
Gah! All right. Tell me what you want to know.
Your army of the undead has overwhelmed Camp Righteous. Where are you sending them next?
The Order of the Gauntlet has set up another pathetic operation, Camp Vengeance. Poorly named. They are just feeding into my army. The more I kill, the larger my army grows.
Many would never see their people come home.
It was their own fault for entering my domain. The jungle is mine.
Strong words for somebody tied up on the floor. Besides, all your undead slaves will perish when you do.
I've concocted special magic. My children will live on without me.
What is your army's weakness? How can we stop them?
Nothing. They are invincible.
There must be something. Tell me.
Go ahead and keep torturing me. The more you do it, the more like me you become. Ugh! Ow! Ow!
Your flesh is sizzling off, Asarak. How much more of this can you take?
I do need my flesh. I don't want to become a skeleton. Fine. In case they ever rose up against me, I put a failsafe in. Their weakness is fire.
Do you hear that, people of Chult? Light your torches. Be ready to set the army aflame. Asarak, one final question. Who is your second in command? Who will become the leader of the army in your absence?
I'll never tell you. Not in a million years.
You asked for it.
Ah! It burns! It burns! Ugh! Make peace with your gods, Artis Simber. My lieutenant, Raz Nisi, will hunt you down. He will sacrifice you to Dendar, the Night Serpent.
So, he's your second in command. Interesting. Where can I find him and how can I kill him?
He guards the Tomb of the Nine Gods. Any adventurer who can't get past him is not worth my time. Small potatoes. That's what you are. You are a pathetic little man who got lucky. It's not very righteous of you to sneak up on me, knock me on the head, and tie me up.
I use every tool I have to defeat evil.
Oh, so the ends justify the means. I remember that logic. It was the first step I took towards the darkness. I know you, Artis Simber. You will stop at nothing to get what you want. We are not so different, you and I.
We are nothing alike. Any last words?
Yes. Look into my eyes.
I won't fall for that.
I said look.
Oh,
That's right. You are under my power. Say it.
I am under your power.
Release me at once.
Yes, master.
Good boy. Now, tie yourself up.
Yes, oh, great one.
Great job. Now, listeners, you may wonder why it took me so long to bring this pathetic wormling under my power. It's because I thought it would be nice for somebody else to interview me for a change. And he amuses me. What a fool. If you are an adventurer worried about the fate of Artis Simber, I invite you to come to his rescue. We are the Tomb of the Nine Gods in Chult. We await your arrival. As nauseating as he is, Artis Simber's style of questioning offers something new to the show. I will keep him alive and wipe his memory. Every so often, there will be another episode of Smite the Wicked, where Artis Simber believes he has gotten the best of me. And we will all know the truth. And one way or another, we will overwhelm Simber and send him back to his prison. When I become bored with him, I'll kill him, slowly. Until next time, listeners, kill them all, or enslave them. That's good, too.